Hi! Kamusta? Magandang araw! And it's me, Coffee Beans. And yes, I'm doing a podcast. And it's already 2 a.m. in the morning. And I want to greet you a Merry Christmas or a Happy Holiday. Ngunit, bago ang lahat, gusto kong ipaalala na ginawa ko ang podcast na ito upang pakalmahin ang nagugulumihanan mong isip at nais kong pasayahin ang iyong damdamin. You can listen to this podcast while having a cup of tea or maybe a cup of coffee. Maaari kang uminom or kumain ng kahit anong gusto mo upang maibsan ang lamig na iyong nararamdaman sa gabi na malamig ang Pasko. For tonight's episode, I will be reading a letter. And yes, it's old, but it's cold. And I'm always in love by a handwritten letter. And tonight, I will be sharing a love letter that was made by my best friend, and it's for his man. It is entitled Favorite Book by Marian Campos. We often ask people how much they love their other halves. The idea of being in love electrifies us, terrifying, yet we yearn for it. The moment we talk about love, we also picture out rainbows, thunderstorms, and daylight. How much do you love him? For 100 times, they asked. A smile immediately plastered on my lips as I remembered my favorite book and the feeling it gives me every damn time I read it. He is like my favorite book, I casually said, and they stared at me, puzzled by my answer. I love him the way I love my favorite book. For I could read him over and over again. And I will never get tired, drained, and sick of him. I adore his features, like how I memorize symbols and punctuations and where it was beautifully placed. I could wander around the world, enter every enormous bookstores that can be found, and hoard bundles of books, but deep down I knew to myself, I will keep coming back with my favorite book to start on a lazy Sunday morning with a coffee on my table. Every chapter is like a road trip I would be much willing to take with him by my side in the middle of the night. Rereading you means discovering underlying messages, giving me endless reasons to fall in love more. There may be tons of books with more aesthetically captivating covers, but it is you whom I wanted to flip the page for ages, even becoming tattered in time. Different books could make me feel something, but none of them could make me love both the beginning and ending, and everything in between. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you are much more calm now. And happy After hearing that sweet and wonderful letter, I know some of you are not feeling well, and you find no reason to celebrate Christmas, but I want you to know that you deserve to be happy, even just for this day. Do it for yourself. Always remember that you are loved. Hi there, it's me, Vince, and you're listening to Coffee Beans. If you are interested, you can send your work to my email, vmahinay28@gmail.com, or to my Facebook account and Instagram account, Vince Mahinay.